Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially integral to the fabric of our very nature. Today we talk about...
Line them up. I want to snort them all like a line of cocaine.
Diving headfirst in the Christmas tree, all drunk as shit.
I got wet and reckless.
You might catch me outside. How about that?
Here we go. Start your engines.
Good morning.
Wake up.
It ain't morning where I'm at.
Wake up.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. You're on the East Coast, right?
I'm an East Coast bad boy. Just a regular boy. I wouldn't say I'm a bad boy.
For all you out there listening, we're on the West Coast. We're doing a little bit of a AM breakfast podcast. We got
Saturday, and I love doing it on Saturdays.
Yeah, it's a great way to wake up, see my dudes in the morning, get a nice little coffee.
Yeah, got mine. It's fucking good.
I had to go to a neighbor's house down the way and get my car that I had to leave there last night, guys.
Ooh. Oh, really? Whoa, did Jersey tie one off? What is up?
Let's just say somebody went to CVS and bought some Malibu mixed fruit punch in a bag.
Oh, nice, brother.
Wild. Yeah, I felt like, you know, let's get high school about it tonight. And
wow.
I like getting high school every once in a while. I drank at a bar outside. And
That's so high school.
Yeah, that was pretty high school. Outside, I felt like I was in a parking lot. Yeah. Like waiting to go in somewhere. Remember that? Did you guys do a lot of that?
Mm-hmm. Drinking by the car in the parking lot? Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in the day?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Pop the trunk?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Durs, may I ask you about that mixed drink thing? Do you have a hangover? Or are we on a scale from 1 to 10? What do you got? How you guys? How my boys feeling this morning?
Not hungover, but the mouth, like the teeth are just coated.
Oh, you didn't brush?
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't brush. I don't brush at nighttime. No, I brush in the morning.
You got the cat shit in the mouth?
Cat shit?
Yeah, I remember when I would wake up from a hangover, it always felt like a cat shit in my fucking mouth, dude.
Is that what it feels like?
I guess I'll take your word for it. Yeah, that's what I had, a cat shit in my mouth.
Yeah, is that what it is? Like cat shit in your mouth, and it's like...
I feel like Kyle had really, really bad hangovers. Just how he explains his hangovers to...
Right.
I still remember them.
It's like your head's in a vice and a cat shit in your mouth.
Dude.
And you're like, yeah, I'm just thirsty.
And it feels like someone's like fingering your asshole, and we're like, whoa, what, Kyle?
Right.
I don't know.
Relax.
Well, the last one was, that was people taking advantage of me, but
that was
else.
People. The last one, that was people.
Yeah, that was people. The rest of it was the booze.
That wasn't the booze. That was the people that I was with. They are the reason.
Yeah, I love it.
But yeah, I mean, for real, dude, it's been 7 years. I still remember them vividly.
The people?
Enough to where I'm like, I'm done. The people, they didn't. I didn't quit the people. I just quit the booze. I didn't quit the people part.
Never quit
the people. Still getting the butthole fingered. Just Damn. Kidding, okay. Allegedly, just kidding. Okay, sorry, wake up.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I don't know, man. I was debating whether I should make myself a nice little Bloody Mary. I love a good Bloody Mary, guys. And you know what? They're delicious virgin as well. I just love the taste of that.
That sounds like the most disgusting thing in my world.
A Bloody Mary.
You don't mess with bloodies?
I don't. Yeah, I can't. I don't do tomatoes. What? I don't do... Don't they put like olives in it?
Yeah, it's delicious.
You can? Yeah.
I could get down on a virgin.
Guys, I just told you I drink sugar Malibu rum in a bag. That's kind of that's my lane.
So rewind.
Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
Rewind.
Do you seriously not brush your teeth at night? That was a funny. That was a haha.
No, I don't.
Wait, what?
Hold on a minute.
Wait,
hold on.
What is...
I'm here to answer all of your questions.
I think we just lost our sponsor. What's our little tooth?
Quip
dropped out off the strength of Durs does not brush his teeth.
I brush them every morning.
But not at night?
Yeah, because when I brush them at night, then it's like super minty, and then I go to bed, and I'm like...
You brush them any other time of the day? You just brush your teeth one time a day.
Yeah, and I've never had a cavity. And every time I go to the dentist, you're like, wow, so you're doing a really good time, good job brushing. And I have to always go, guess what? I only do it once a day. And they're like, are you flossing? And I say, never have.
Yeah, oh, you don't floss either, bro. So you
and
just
you've never had a cavity.
No.
What the what F?
Oh my God!
That's crazy.
Well, should we all try this? Should we try this for a week?
No.
Look, I already can't fall asleep. Like, I don't get in bed and, like, knock out. Like, Adam, you knock out pretty quick, right?
Take your sleep potion.
Because I take my sleep potion. I'm back on my sleep potion. Remember that's how I quit for, like, 3 days and was so proud and told you guys about that?
Oh, right. Hang on. But let's get back. I guess I'm crazy for not brushing my teeth at night.
Well, no, you're not crazy.
But yeah,
it's just
I'm already laying in bed awake, and then the mintiness, it's like.
Well, you could get different. It doesn't need to be, like, super minty.
Yeah.
It could get a different.
Get some old school tooth powder or something like that.
You know? Oh, good call. What? Let me just Amazon some tooth powder. Hey, problem solved. I forgot. About just sand. Just throw some sand in your mouth.
Just get old school tooth powder.
Just brush with baking soda.
Oh, yeah. That is true. No, baking soda is a thing.
You
right?
know, you could do that. What about mouth? Oh, mouthwash is hella minty. You're
everything you guys
that.
Are saying sounds like it's not going to happen. Yeah, just get some baking soda and put that in your mouth.
Dude, just brush your teeth, but then. Have some night-night juice so you could go to bed.
What's night-night juice? The shit you drink?
Well, that's what I'm naming it, and I'm probably...
Okay, cool, yeah.
So you want him, in order to brush his teeth at night, you're telling him to get addicted to sleep aid.
Exactly.
Okay. It makes sense.
Okay.
It's science.
It makes sense.
Have liquid ZQL. It's delicious. Mix it with the sparkling water. Put it on ice. And that about a half hour before you want to drift off. To Sleepland?
Yeah.
Sip on that. Sip on some ZQL, some night-night juice.
Oh, you call it night-night juice just to ease the, like, problems, huh? You're like, this is...
And then when I mix energy drinks with soda water to cut the taste of the energy drinks, that's my go-go juice.
Right.
Guys, I like to drink a little sippy jug every night. Yeah, it's a handle of vodka, yeah, but I call it my sippy jug.
When I do heroin, I call it my little pokey ouchie.
Yeah, my pokey sticky.
Yeah, my pokey potion. It's yummy.
So you guys don't suck dinky dinky for pokey ouchie? Yeah. Pokey I thought we ouchie. All did that.
Not yet.
You guys, so you're telling me you've never sucked a dinky dinky
for pokey ouchie
to get money for your pokey ouchie?
You never put a dinky dinky in your squeezy poopsie?
Huh?
I like to take a dinky dinky in my squeezy poopsie for a little of the pokey okey.
Yeah, my dad wasn't there a lot when growing up. Oh, really? What happened? Well, he was out like sucking dinky dinky for pokey ouchie.
Oh my gosh. What was he doing when he wasn't doing that? Well, he was taking dinky dinky in his poopy oopy. Wait, what are we called?
A rocket dog receiver.
Hello.
Rocket dog.
Rocket
dog. There it is. There's that soundboard. I was waiting for you to cue that bad boy up.
Good morning.
Oh, man.
Coffee's kicking in.
Bubble-sow!
We are up and we are awake.
Fuck.
Gentlemen.
Hey, man. Honestly, that one was too loud. But
Durzy's hanging. He's hanging.
Yeah,
that's super excited.
I'm hanging a little bit too, Durzy. I'm feeling you.
Are you? You guys, I feel great. I didn't do any sippy jug last night. I'm feeling
you. Didn't sippy jug on a Friday? That doesn't seem like the Blake Anderson I know.
Nah, I'm a new man. I watched The Tooth Fairy starring The Rock from 2010.
Oh, nice.
Oh, strong showing.
Yeah.
How was it? I'd never seen that flick.
Guys. There is some great scenes between The Rock and Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal's in The Tooth Fairy.
Yes, he plays like the the old dude in like that gives you all your stuff.
Right.
I mean, that's the goal, right? Is to get so successful that then you can be in movies like that when you're like 60 years old and you're just like, "Sure, I'm in The Tooth Fairy."
Right. And they pay you a ton and you work 2 weeks.
You work 2 weeks. Your grandkids love you. They're like, I watched The Tooth Fairy. That's the goal.
He knocks it out of the park. His scene, you could just tell they're just like, let Billy be Billy. And my gosh, he knocks it out. But the other thing that's really weird is The Rock is completely buff, but he's 5 times smaller than he is now. Like his body is insane. Right. It's gorgeous. It's chiseled. It's perfect. But he just looks like a little like... college athlete. It's crazy.
And has hair?
He has hair, yes.
Well, that was when he signed that deal with Disney. He like leaned down because he like didn't want to frighten the children.
Well, did he lean down or was he just not – he hadn't spent the last 10 years in the Iron Paradise, you know?
Yeah, I think he was coming off of his like – The Rock, WWE, Nation of Domination, like just he's still just kind of just a tight, svelte dude.
Yeah.
Iron Paradise for sure, for sure.
Yeah, that's his gym. They set it up on his set. He hits the Iron Paradise every day.
Oh, everyone knows about the Iron Paradise, Kyle. You don't have to tell us about the Iron Paradise, dude.
I didn't.
It seemed like Durs didn't, so I was kind of filling him in on the Iron Paradise, what it was.
You don't know? Well, Durs doesn't brush his teeth.
I don't follow around.
Know about the Iron Paradise. There's a lot of things.
Fuck it! Dude, the Iron Paradise, dude, you've never watched The Rock's workouts where he just puts huge fucking, like, metal chains around his neck and does, like, dips and shit? And he's just like, yeah, I'm the first one in the gym, last one out, and first one on set, last one out. And, like, it's like, where are all the hours of the day?
That's not true, though. I heard he only works on set for 6 hours a day because he spends so much time in the Iron Paradise.
Yeah. I believe that. I honestly don't. He's probably the last person I want to watch work out. I don't care.
You know who's doing the chains now? Action Bronson's doing the chains.
Everyone's doing the chains. People have been doing the chains for years
because they're fucking cool, dude. I want to use chains in my workout.
Have you never used chains? It's really easy.
Have you never used in your pocket to make your pants heavier?
The chains have a purpose for when there's more chain hanging in the air as opposed to on the ground, so like it gets heavier as you're lifting things up and away from the ground.
Here goes Durs trying to rewrite the works. The Rock's workout.
Oh, shit.
I just feel like you guys are fucking idiots.
No. Durs, talk science. To me about this. What's going on?
This guy's watched the Atlas Moth way too many times.
Oh, fuck.
Great documentary.
So, you know gravity. You know gravity, right?
Yes, I've heard of it. Yes. How does it work?
How does it work?
So, it's like magnets.
Okay.
Well, that's magic.
Yeah.
It's like the Earth's magnet, and anything metal like chains will be drawn towards the ground.
It's science.
Okay.
Wait, so gravity only works on metal?
That's what I've heard.
You didn't know that?
Damn.
Whoa.
Maybe, hey, you might have brushed that right out of your head at night. That's what I think maybe happened.
Brushed knowledge out of my head?
Yeah, you might have just brushed that right out of your brain.
So that's why you don't brush, because you're afraid you're going to get dumber if you brush at night.
Wow.
Oh, and is there anything dumber? Can you imagine?
Than you? I don't know. We're learning.
Well, it just lets me know how much you've paid attention to me over the years. Apparently not that much.
What do you mean? What's going on? What's up? I know you're hanging, but what's up? Yeah, what's up, dude?
What's happening here?
Let's follow this.
I just feel like you guys pay more attention to The Rock than you pay attention to me.
I follow you both on Instagram. Follow you both.
Like, do you know what my gym is called?
I don't follow him more than I follow you, Durs.
You don't have a name of your gym. You don't have one.
Yeah, wow. See?
What is it?
You don't put it. You don't broadcast it out in the world. It's not on your IG.
Yeah. What's the name?
What is it? What's the name of your gym?
Kokomo.
Kokomo.
Okay.
Okay.
That's where you always want. You always want to go.
You get there fast, then you take it slow.
Take you away.
Yeah, you got to take it slow.
Okay.
Yeah. You never asked, though. So.
Great name for a gym.
And that's what this podcast is for, to, like, learn about each other, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Really.
Yep, and that's a wrap.
That's really good.
Thanks for joining us this week.
Good morning, everybody. This is AM on the West Coast.
Wake up!
I don't enjoy the persona of The Rock. It doesn't seem real to me. That's all.
Well, he's going to beat your ass.
That's fine. I bet he would.
I will say, when he cusses, it seems unbelievably forced.
Hey, today you're gonna swear on this one today, Rock. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he's like, it doesn't feel like it flows naturally. And it probably did, like, when he was a kid in his youth.
Right.
But now I think, like, years of, like, media training and just building himself to be The Rock, now when he does it, he's like, Kevin Hart is a tiny little fuck.
Oh.
And they're like, Jesus, that fuck it. Squirted out of him.
Yeah.
Yikes.
By the way, don't get me started on like the fake rivalry between him and Kevin Hart. I want to hear about the real rivalry with Vin Diesel.
Oh, shit.
Because I know there's real beef there. The Kevin Hart beef is fake and like fun.
Yeah.
Give me the real beef with Vin.
What's the real beef with Vin? What's up with that? I've never heard about this.
Do they don't like each other because they were the two beef boys?
Well, because Vin was like, I'm kind of the fucking Fast and Furious guy. And then The Rock showed up and he was like, it's kind of my franchise now.
Well, they had that one fight that like changed the Fast and Furious franchise where all of a sudden they were superheroes and breaking down like fucking parking structures and shit. And it was like,
it's like NSYNC how Justin Timberlake took over from J.C. Chavez.
Almost exactly like NSYNC.
Correct. Very similar. Kyle, you're talking about in the actual movies. We're not talking about backstage.
No, I'm talking about in the movie. There's a quintessential fight between Vin Diesel and The Rock, where it's like, oh, this everything has changed. They fought each other hand to hand combat, and it was ripping down like a six-story parking structure, and just their bodies did this damage to the concrete, and it was like, this is not what I signed up for.
Because when I think of Fast and Furious, I'm like, I love how realistic it is, and that's why I've tuned in all these years. It's just the realism.
Right.
The car stuff is like, you know, that can go there, but hand-to-hand combat, and the first one, it was very real. The first Fast and Furious was super real.
Was it?
Is it real?
Hey guys, want to hear some? Never seen them.
None of them.
You've never seen any of them?
That's like Kyle's favorite movie, I think.
Jesus fucking Christ, Anders.
I plan on seeing them. I just want to do it right, you know?
Well, when you watch the first one, you'll definitely see it's fucking grounded. It's a very grounded movie where people are just racing fast.
It's from what I've heard, it's Point Break but cars instead of surfing.
It's the best.
That's exactly what it is.
It was the best.
That checks out. I like that. Mm-hmm. And Luda is in them? Yeah. And Tyrese?
Oh, yeah.
It is kind of a crime that I haven't seen him.
Yeah, you should check him out.
Can I say something that may rock the boat a little bit? I don't know, but around the same time, didn't the movie Gone in 60 Seconds come out? And that movie was my shit.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Well, the boat wasn't rocked. Yeah. The boat's pretty steady.
We're still cruising in the boat.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I guess it was fine. I feel like they didn't make 9 other Gone in 60 Seconds, so it obviously wasn't as influential.
Yeah. Fuck you guys. You guys don't remember it, obviously.
Wait, can I say something that might rock the boat a little bit?
Yeah, please, for sure.
Please.
At the same time, The Italian Job came out, and that was my shit.
Italian.
What is Italian Job?
Thank you, my grandfather. Yeah, Italian Job.
Who cares, man? Fucking.
Well, that the Italian Job is what made Mini Coopers like cool.
Yes.
Like before that movie, Mini Coopers were like, oh, I'm not going to drive that whack ass little thing. And then after that movie came out, now I see him and I'm like, oh, I bet that's a little zippy. That's got some pep in the step.
That's Statham and Famke Johansson.
Wasn't that Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, The Italian Job was Mr. Wahlberg.
Oh, by the way, that's a remake, dog.
Well, hey, I'm going to say something that'll rock the boat. All three of these are remakes. I'm pretty sure Fast and Furious is a remake from the 30s.
What?
Shut the fuck up!
Well, Fast and Furious, the title had been used.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's not a remake of that movie.
Well, it's a different story. They rebooted the franchise or the IP of Fast and Furious.
I think that they just used the same title.
You don't think it was a car movie?
It was a car movie. I know that, but like, is every
it stopped there?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I don't think it's any. I don't think it's similar beyond that.
Right, like Dominic Toretto wasn't in it, and like
that's true.
Jason Statham is in The Italian Job, by the way.
He is in that.
Yeah, it is Mark Wahlberg, Charlize Theron.
Nice.
Donald Sutherland and Jason Statham.
Should we take just a moment to talk about Donald Sutherland?
I don't have much there. Yeah, I
really?
Don't have much there.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I think that's enough of a moment. We just gave it to him.
Yeah.
Hey, sick.
Wow. You millennials, zero appreciation.
Hey, tune into Durz's old man podcast.
Wait, I'll take a moment. What's the movie that Donald and his kid are in? Donald and Kiefer, aren't they in a movie together?
Life.
Isn't it like A Time to Kill? Aren't they in that movie at the same time?
What? I don't know. But Donald Sutherland in Backdraft.
Like, yeah, Donald Sutherland fucking rocks, dude. I'll take
Without Limits is a movie about Steve Prefontaine. I highly recommend it.
Wow. Yeah, dust that off if you can find it on VHS.
DVD, Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I mean, MASH. Fucking MASH.
MASH,
Clute.
Bro.
Guys, what's Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Clute. It's him and Jane Fonda getting freaky.
Damn. Cool.
Freaky.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah,
how's
dude.
Our Target cool. demo like feeling right now?
Yeah,
Target
Jersey.
Demo's like, let's go dig.
Animal House, when he shows his butt, he's a professor. It's fucking good.
Yep.
Thank you, God.
There it is.
Right. Yeah, he was. He did play a cool, creepy professor in Animal House.
Yeah,
I know he definitely looks cool in photos, but yeah, I don't know his work too much. I bet he's awesome. I bet he's awesome.
He's so good.
He's great.
He's father of Kiefer, and Kiefer rocks too.
That's what I'm saying.
He's also 85 years old.
Yes.
That's old as fuck.
He passed away, didn't he?
No. He's on a show right now, I think.
No, he's still crushing it.
Oh my gosh.
He looks cooler than ever. He looks like a regal, like an old Siberian tiger.
Okay.
Can you guys give me a minute?
Yeah, Durs.
Durs is jerking off right now. We don't have video, but Durs is jerking off right now.
I'm taking a trip to Sutherland.
Down south, bro. I like it.
That was great.
That was great.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. This AM, we're talking about Donald Sutherland. And
his son, Kiefer.
Hot or not.
If you guys want to chime into our Instagram and vote, who do you think is the hottest Sutherland?
Donald Sutherland, hot or not?
Oh, I forgot that Kiefer is his son. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They were both in a movie together. Can you imagine if you had a kid and you're like acting with your kid? That's sick.
Sure.
For sure, Donald rules then if you have Kiefer.
Yes. Yeah,
because, you know, Kiefer's like a fucking party animal.
Yeah.
I want to party with Kiefer.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
He won my heart when I saw that video of him like tackling a Christmas tree. I'm like, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, diving headfirst into the Christmas tree, all drunk as shit. I'm like, this is my kind of guy.
Yeah. I was like, this fucking dude can roll.
Unfortunately, I don't have a frame of reference. What is this? I'd like to know.
We'll post it when this drops. But yeah, Kiefer was at
some.
You
never saw that video? It was like a. It was a video, what, probably like 4 or 5 years ago now?
Oh, it must be 14 years ago.
Maybe 10. Yeah.
Oh, really? I was blind. I was blind.
And yeah. You were blind during that
yeah.
time?
Yeah. But now it's yeah. back.
I forgot okay. that blind period that you had.
It's yeah. fucking rough. I'm sorry I missed it. That was my
yeah,
bad.
That was just, crazy. I feel like yeah. we were living together about 10 or 15 years ago. So
I know I never saw you.
Yeah. Huh. That was weird.
Weird. I never saw you.
That's weird, man. I figured I would have noticed that, but
God, that'd be so good.
It's a trip. It's a trip. I'm happily, I can now. Thankfully, I can. Wait, happily,
good. Happily. Are we, happily
hang on a second. Is this a joke? Or you really were blind?
I was. When we
I never know when you're
together.
Joking.
I know.
Are you having a
laugh? So Kiefer Sutherland, just drunk as shit, just dove headfirst into a Christmas tree. That's all you got to know.
I think it was like at the Chateau Marmont. Or something. It wasn't like a place. It wasn't like at a house party, I believe.
Yeah, it was in like I don't think it was the chateau, but I do think it was like a nice hotel.
A place where you're not supposed to be jumping onto the tree.
For
Even
sure.
Even if it was chateau, you know, Kiefer, that's like basically his house. That's the kind of dude that's at the chateau every right. night.
No, that's Benicio right. del Toro.
Yeah, Blake, you fucking
you
idiot.
Fucking moron. You know dude. What, Blake? Leave.
Shut the fuck up.
I thought Mute. Jason Segel lived there for a while, too.
I'm pissed
now. I saw Benicio del Toro there. I've seen him there like 5 times, and he's like wearing a robe and shit. Like, he truly just.
Oh, my God.
He truly just like lives there, which is so cool.
Yeah, like he owns the place. Yeah,
it's fucking dope. That's a cool place to take a lunch meeting just to feel like you're doing the Hollywood thing.
Yeah, that's so like, Hollywood.
Let's
yeah.
get a lunch at the Chateau.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you know what? I do want a $28 salad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to treat myself to a $28 chicken salad
with
yeah.
grated Parmesan.
Is the chateau where did Belushi die in the chateau?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, right? Like it's.
Yeah. I mean, if you believe really? The media, for sure he did. Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you believe that.
Yeah. If you brush your teeth at night, he did.
Did Farley too? No, right?
Did Farley die there?
No.
Farley was Vegas?
I don't know.
I thought he was in Chicago, right?
Yeah, you might be right.
I would be interested to know the death count at Chateau Marmont.
Right.
I bet it's fairly high. And this is dark, guys. And this is dark, and I know we're going down a dark
tunnel. Good morning! We're getting extra dark today. I was just going to get into my Tom Likas.
You're on the Tom Likas show. Welcome to all my bitches and all my bros.
And I want to tell you, this morning, we might be getting darker than your black coffee, because we're talking about death.
And it's Whip About Wednesday, so let's see those WAP doggies flapping out the windows.
Did I tell you that Likas is my neighbor in Hollywood?
What?
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm on like a neighborhood email chain.
Oh, good.
And I figured that out.
We may need to explain Likas like we explain old-ass Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland?
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Likas is kind of a dinosaur of radio past. He was a super chauvinist, like in the time when Howard Stern was killing it.
Right.
And Tom Likas, I just remember he was so brutally mean to women, but I was like, this guy must be fucking the like hottest, richest bro on planet Earth to just get away with this shit.
Right.
And then I looked him up on the internet. He looks like a fucking dork.
Yeah.
Like a total lump.
But then you're like, oh, this checks out.
It makes sense. It's never a hot, cool guy that is horribly chauvinistic. It's always just like the troll that lives in their parents' basement that is the meanest person alive.
But that checks out. I guess I'm just thinking, like, then came Dan Blazarian, and he was like
Blazarian?
The same type of whatever the fuck that dude's name is.
Blazarian?
Well, right.
And he was like the chiseled, like, dude, but he's still like the same kind of slimy scuzzball.
Yeah, but he didn't say anything.
But then again, Tom Likas was kind of funny. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not saying anything. He's just like a dumb jock. He's like not saying anything. He's just hanging out with like porn stars and stuff.
Well, hanging out, but I think he also like fucking threw a girl into the freaking pool. Cool with,
oh my God.
With her pussy.
Kyle, stop brushing your teeth at night. Girls love that.
Oh my God, dude.
Okie dokie.
It was like his fingers were in somewhere when he threw him in the pool.
What?
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
Whoa, this is a new development.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was blind when this happened. What are you talking about?
I don't know if I dreamed this or what, but this is something.
There's things popping up in the chat. Here we go.
They're telling us to stop talking about this.
Allegedly, you're saying that he threw a woman into
the pool.
The ocean?
The pool. And he had his hands like in her crotch and threw her in with his, he had his fingers in.
Sometimes you just, when you're boosting people, you put your hand under and you,
I don't know. Okay. You know what? I'll probably take it back at the end of the episode until I figure this out. You know what
I mean? Fuck that guy. He's kind of a scuzzball. But he Tom Likas sucks. Was at least funny. Like, kind of. I mean, he was brutal.
They're both kind of pieces of shit.
Yeah, holy fuck, what am I listening to?
Like, he was so mean. I remember one of like his tips. Like he would give guys tips. And
Likas. Oh, it was called Likas 101. And you would call in and you'd call him dad.
So weird. Yes, he was fucking weird, dude.
He's like, if you didn't have a dad to teach you how to behave, like a lot of you pussy whipped bitches do, I'll be your dad. And they would say, hey, dad.
You guys have to listen to him. He was so flagrant.
I'll listen to Durs do an impression all day.
Oh, man.
Oh, Durs is the next. But he would be like, okay, so what you do is you get your ATM receipt when you have the most money in your bank account.
Right.
And you give your number on the back of that receipt to some bitch.
To a dumb, unsuspecting bitch.
He would say, hang out at an ATM and like wait for a receipt that had like 20 or 30 grand in it. And
then like, hang out at an ATM.
Oh, somebody else.
And carry
receipt.
That around. And then he goes, watch
how these miserable bitches will call you the next day when they think you're rich, and then you fuck them, and then you leave them, and then you win.
And this was on public radio, right?
This was on the radio.
This was on public radio, just scrubbing
my
through.
God.
tuning through, you catch this fucking asshole.
Women would call up, and like, you got to give to the guy. He had like a gift to gab, right? That's a skill. That's a talent.
Oh,
but
yeah,
women would call me like, Tom, you're so fucking sad. You're obviously never getting laid. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Like, how ugly are you, you fat bitch? What's your height and weight? You know? And he'd be
and
like,
also, he's like 300 pounds.
You're a porker. Oh, he's a whale. But he'd be like, doesn't matter. I'm rich.
Yes, he's so gross. Here's the best thing about the whole story. The way this king was dethroned was like he was walking out of some club in like Canada or the Midwest, and a dude just like hit him with a bat, and he's like, yeah. All right, I'm out.
I'm done.
That was like it.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he just got attacked.
Yeah, he got like beat up. I remember hearing about
why
that.
Because he like made fun of this guy's girl, or this guy just decided to assault a fat old man, or what's
no,
the deal?
He knew who he was attacking. It was just like, he was just, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was a bit of karma. The guy was
he's
a
like
fucking
an enough
dick.
Is enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, Latino women, line them up. I want to snort them all like a line of cocaine.
He was weird. Yeah. He was the worst guy to get advice
it
from.
It rolls a little easy off Durs's tongue. I don't know if you're doing it. If these are quotes or if you're just channeling it.
I like sniffing beaver.
That's how I roll. That's yeah. how I roll.
Durst was raised by Tom Lake.
Well, yeah. I hear you guys shitting on, but like, honestly, the things he said made sense.
Oh, God.
Look where I am. Lycus 101. If you see a woman in a pool, she better not have a top on. If she does, you kick her the fuck out.
Gosh, what a weird...
It's a drool party, not a pool party.
That's like 2005, 2006, right? Like, that's when Lycus was out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early aughts, yeah. I just want to say early aughts.
Well, I mean, it had to have been before. It says years active 1970 to now. So he was on the radio.
Well, I think he like podcasts now or something. Okay. He's not on the terrestrial radio. I think he left that in like, oh, fucking 6 or 7.
Like later aughts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Different times.
What else? What else? What else?
What else? Welcome back. Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up to all my fellas? And what are you wearing to all my ladies?
All right. What's on the docket today? There's a lot of hot news. What? Hey, guys, do you want to talk about the Snyder Cut, huh? What do we think about the DC Justice League Snyder Cut?
Oh, man. I feel like it was covered by everyone else.
I couldn't care less. I actively don't give a shit.
People are fucking crazy.
I hate it. It's so dumb.
Good morning. Well, this is my thing, is it opens up Pandora's box, right? Because now we can release like every movie 5 times.
Sure.
Well, yeah, you can just do different. I mean, there was a time when you had the director's cut and then the actual cut. That's, it's just coming back to that now.
That's true.
But now he's doing what? It's a 4 hours cut and fucking, it's just like, I don't know, man. Just, but
people are fucking, here's my thing. When something like becomes a trend to tweet about, like, and some people you know.
Hashtag Donald Sutherland.
Who you're like, oh, they're not going to like drop a tweet about it. They do. And you're like, do you have no restraint? Like, do you feel like if you don't tweet about the thing that like you're not part of society? It's so fucking. Like Kofifi.
It's literally all we have. It's
remember the Kofifi tweet when Trump like just tweeted Kofifi? and everybody
great.
Went in and it was like.
Just leave it. Like, why is it?
Who cares?
Why do you have to do it?
And Trump must have been like, look at this. I can text by accident.
Yeah.
And the entire planet goes apeshit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that egomaniac was just rock hard when everyone lost their minds about that.
But we're like helping it out. I named my dog Kofifi.
I fucked a chick named Kofifi.
Bubba Sal!
Dude, but what was so weird, come on, dude. We were like in a weird mental warfare where we're like, dude, just say that you accidentally pocket tweeted. And he was refused. He's like, it means something else. It means something else.
What do you mean? What do you mean we were in a weird mental warfare? I'm not in a mental warfare with fucking Donald Trump.
No, well, I say, to me, I was.
Oh, Blake.
Oh,
it's
no,
okay.
Blake.
No, it
Blake,
was just weird.
Blake,
it was
okay,
weird to be
okay.
Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what is real? It's not fair.
Well, that is weird considering you voted for him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You guys can't see this at home. Adam is holding up his ballot right now. And yeah.
And sure enough, geez, my finger must have slipped.
Yeah.
I thought I was voting for Chunk from Goonies.
Well, that's weird that you were in that mental warfare because you voted for him. So. Yeah. That was my favorite thing, like right after Trump won and people were just in full disbelief, just to go like, well, like the day after, and I remember we were working on Workaholics, and I was like, hey, well, you have to be happy your guy won, and then I just leave a room, and people are all like, wait, you did?
Right.
Just point the finger.
Yeah, yeah.
And then bounce.
Hey, your guy won, you have to be happy, and then just leave the room, and they're just looking around. No, I didn't! Yeah. I swear!
I did love the like feeling on set is like, you know, everybody, like talent and writers, people quote above the line is what they call this. Everyone's just devastated, like, man, fuck. And then everyone who drives a truck is like just raising their eyebrows at each other, like, we got them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2016.
Like, oh, you guys are having a bad day today? Huh. Weird.
Interesting. Because our the gas for the trucks was a little cheaper today.
Wasn't it? Let's just say the benefits are kicking in pretty soon here for the union.
Let's just say the benefits are Kofifi. Popozal! Well,
Kofifi's my Popozal. Well, here's what I would have liked the Snyder Cut discussion to lead to. Mm. What do you guys feel about a Game Over Man supercut? Because we left a lot on the floor,
dude. There's definitely the director's cut was like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something like that, and the thing ended up being 1 hour and 30, 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Should we reveal something that completely got buried in the edit? That just got lifted out?
Oh, well, there's so much.
And audience, we want you to hang around. We're about to reveal a secret from Game Over Man. Tune in right after these messages.
All right, we're back from commercials.
And we're back.
Where's the song to like play yourself out?
Wake up! Wait, that's out? Oh. That's how you go out? Is a wake up?
Oh, no, and we'll be back after these messages.
Yeah, that works.
All right. That's cool. That's a hard cut. Yeah, that makes sense.
I was just going to say, like, one of the things that got lifted out of the movie is that Blake's...
This is a huge reveal. This is a huge reveal, by the way.
Blake's character and my character are brothers.
Yes.
Right. The whole dynamic.
And there's a whole backstory where, like, you meet our parents in the beginning, you meet our parents at the end.
Well, everybody's parents.
We have this whole sibling rivalry that we lifted out.
Wow.
You meet everybody's parents in the when we shot it.
You meet a grandma. You don't meet Alex's.
You meet grandma, but then at the end, you meet Alex's real parents.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You sure do.
You do. All that shit that was out, all the story that was outside of the building, like the parents coming to see what's going on mm-hmm. with their kids, was gone.
Mm-hmm. Without using names, can we tell the best fucking story about how we weren't able to get a specific actor into Canada to play Adam's on-screen father?
Sure.
Well, you could say names. You just have to say allegedly before or after or during or in another podcast.
That's true.
I think we could just leave the name out because I also don't want to like dash anyone's hopes about their favorite actor.
It was Tom Likas.
True. It was Tom Likas. Tom Likas is my father.
Allegedly. So, yeah, we had a bunch of stuff we lifted out, including, like, Adam's parents' storyline, which is that they abandoned him to live with his grandma so that they could go be porno actors and producers in Vegas.
It seems like a dream.
Mm-hmm. And he was raised in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then when we, like, got famous and rich at the end of the movie, for, like, we were on TV because of the whole hotel takeover.
Terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm. They showed up at the very end. And it was Air Force Amy and this other fine actor.
Yes.
Oh, you guys muted me? That's so okay. Then I guess you won't know his name. But we tried to get this porno star who everyone knows into Canada to play.
Who everyone knows.
Adam Seth. Everyone knows him. You love him. You love his work. He's arguably the best actor.
You love his cock.
Yeah.
He's got great lines. Beautiful helmet.
Hell of a ridge.
Wouldn't you say, Blake, as a helmet guy?
Strong.
His ridge is...
Very vascular.
Very nice. Oh, I need some Borat.
And he's got amazing Bill Murray impression if you've ever seen the Ghostbusters.
Oh, now you've given it up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, There you have it.
If you've watched This Ain't Ghostbusters.
Durs will talk shit on all of Hollywood, but leave a porn star's name out of the equation.
I know, yeah. Exactly.
Who am I talking shit on?
The Rock.
I'd be like, I fucking hate The Rock.
Adam Sandler.
There's no difference between... Hold up.
Your golden god.
You're telling me there's no difference between me being like, oh yeah, I don't like watching The Rock work out on Instagram, and then me being like, well, this guy was almost convicted of murder and couldn't get into Canada, so I'm going to leave his name out.
Yeah, but then you get so close, it's like...
Don't make me do that face of the dude on the Bulls documentary.
No, dude, it's all right. Gas your boy up.
Gas him up.
Hey.
It's all good.
By the way, I'm way more of a fan of him than fucking The Rock.
Here we go. Here's the truth.
Yeah. That's it.
Here we go.
Here's the truth.
Anyway, we couldn't get him because he I don't know what the real details, but allegedly he was wanted for murder.
Not wanted. He was acquitted.
Kiki! That's what's, it is fucked up. Canada's like weird. If you're an actor and you shoot in Vancouver and you've had it, you had a DUI when you were like, you know, 21 or whatever.
12 for sure. Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. You had like a 13-year-old DUI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when you were 13, you then can't go to Canada. Is that true?
I think that's the problem. Yeah.
That's what it is. You have to get it expunged by the FBI. And
the
even
FBI
if
FBI has to get involved in your DUI from over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like after 10 years of the DUI, they're like, it's all good. You can come in. But the problem is it's 10 years after you've done the time for the crime. So it ends up being like, you know, after you pay all your fees and do all the classes and get it off your record in the first place. So then it's like 14 years or something like that.
Damn.
None of us have a DUI. Do any of us have a DUI?
No.
I don't. DUI free?
No, it's don't drink and drive, guys. It's not a smart decision.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. It's too much fun. Do not do it.
It seems like it would be too much fun.
Very scary.
Well, with Uber and Lyft and stuff, it's like so easy not to now.
Yeah, no excuses.
And wear your seatbelt.
Do they call DUIs also wet and reckless in some states? Have you guys heard that?
I like that.
Oh, that sounds way more fun.
Wet and reckless is...
I'm trying to get wet and reckless.
Yeah. I'm trying to get that tattooed on my back.
Yeah,
that's a way better. Like, driving under the influence is weak, but I got wet and reckless. Like, that's cool.
That feels like it's the name of, like, 200 1990s Blake's favorite decade pornos, right?
Yeah. Or
wet and reckless.
Starring.
No, that's definitely a country album. That's like Brooks and Dunn, Wet and Reckless.
I don't know if our producer wants us to share, but she has a wet and reckless.
That's tight.
So wet and reckless is when you're just sloppy drunk in public and you're kind of like bumping into shit.
Yeah.
No, and you've got to be driving, I think. I think you have to be driving.
I mean, public intoxication is a thing.
Right.
Like, you can be too drunk to be in public and they can give you a ticket.
Also crazy that none of us ever got that. Like, what the fuck?
How have we never gotten that? Yeah.
That's actually bizarre.
Yeah.
Because I've been, like, drunk, like, trying to arm wrestle cops before. And they're like, just go home. Just get out of here.
Right.
And I'm, like, trying to hug cops and shit. And they're like, just please stop.
Right. You're trying to just, I got your gun. I got your gun.
No. Yeah, God, give me the gun.
How'd your friend die?
Okay.
You are driving when you get a wet and reckless, but you have to blow under 0.08.
Mm. Right.
Oh.
And then that is a wet and reckless where it's like, yes, you have been drinking, but you're not over the legal limit.
Oh, shit.
I like all this wet, reckless, expunging.
I think you also have to be soaked in water. You have to have just gotten out of a pool.
Okay.
That's where the wet...
You have to drive your car into the ocean or a lake.
It's when you're drunk and you're doing a crocodile mile in public.
Right, exactly.
Did you guys ever go pool hopping in your youth where you would drive around a neighborhood and like look for people that had pools, and then you would just get out of your car, jump the fence, dive in their swimming pool, and then get out and run back and go to the next house?
No, there were no pools. Not really any pools.
That sounds like a great way to get shot.
Yeah, it was. It was actually a great way to get shot, but I never cool. was shot doing it. But it was
white privilege.
It was really fun in high school. That was the move.
I feel like I might have did that in like housing complexes pools, not a personal backyard pool, but you know, like the shared pools at like apartment complexes and stuff like that. I feel like I might have did it there.
You guys had a bunch of pools in Omaha?
Well, I mean, I didn't have a pool, but
no. But I'm saying like
people had pools. Yeah.
Huh.
Wait, what's up? There's no pools out there? What's going on? There's no pools in Chicago?
Well, it gets cold.
There's?
I think I knew one person that had a pool. There's not really any pools in my town.
Really?
Maybe there's like 10 maybe out of 80,000 residents.
Is that why you chose the sport of swimming? Yeah. Because you saw it as like an uphill mountain. You're like, I'm going to do the sport no other kid can do. And I'm going to be the best at it.
Yeah, Blake.
Yeah, what made you choose to be an elite level swimmer?
How did this start?
Let's unpack that.
I think it's that time.
Hey, and if you're tuning in, it's that time.
Oh my God.
Pool talk.
It's literally worse than you think. Basically, my brothers swam, and my parents were like, well, we're just going to drop you off too.
Oh.
That's the most dirt story.
It's also a cheap activity. You don't have to buy shit, right?
Yeah, but it's not. I wouldn't say it's cheap because yes, all you need is like a Speedo and some goggles. But like, you got to pay for the pool time kind of thing. So it's not super cheap. But yeah. So there was like a big pool and a little pool at the high school where we had the club team.
It's like as expensive as gymnastics. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone listening, is it as expensive as gymnastics, cheaper, or more expensive?
I would imagine it's about the same as gymnastics. If I was going to...
What the fuck are you talking about? You don't know.
What are you basing this on?
Conceptually, it's like the same.
You know how like wires or you know how water and balance beams are essentially the same thing.
Yeah, well, you were thinking about like, you know, you had to do the pool time. So I'm like, you have to pay for the like gym time to go in
right,
and jump on trampolines
pool.
And stuff.
I like water and heating a pool. And anyway, all right. So.
I just imagine it's comparable. What?
You imagine it. Imagine it. Just don't say it out loud.
Okay.
There were two pools. There was like the little pool for like little dogs. But I was super young. I was five.
But wait, is a Speedo as expensive as a gymnastics singlet?
A leotard.
No. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Similar fabrics. It's all like.
And they've got to be comparable.
Right.
Right. And then like goggles are the same as like a scrunchie.
No, it's very, very like lateral.
Right. But the thing that fucks it up is rhythmic gymnastics where you have like the thing. That's water polo. That's just the same. It's water polo.
That's water polo.
Bro, think about water ballet.
Right. The ribbon to ball.
The ripping and the ball. The ripping and the ball.
Yeah.
The ripping and the tearing.
There it is.
But so I couldn't even really swim. I could swim, but I couldn't go like back and forth for like an hour and a half or whatever the fuck it was. So they put like an inner tube around me. And this is like not a modern, like we've developed this for children. So there's no chafing in the SPF fucking 2000. This is like a legit car inner tube with like the pokey metal part that you like fill the air up out that like digs into your side. And I would have to like swing that around on my back. And then I would just swim with that thing. And then, you know, you get the hang of it.
And then you fell in love, right? Then you fell in love with the water.
I did. I do. I still love the water. I do like to just fuck around in the water and move underneath water. I mean, Adam, you guys saw me.
You were a goddamn fish.
You're great in the water. I love it. You taught me a lot.
I still love you.
You were a fish. When we did the Shark Week thing, I know I've said it before, but I was so impressed when like they're like, get out of the water now. And they were just saying to get out of the water, but we're surrounded by sharks. There's sharks all over the place.
Yeah.
So when they say get out of the water now.
We thought there was a shark.
We thought like a great white was coming up from underneath us.
Yeah.
And Durs fucking swam so goddamn quick. I was swimming as fast as I possibly can. And he was behind me and he was already on the boat by the time I realized we were swimming.
I definitely left you guys hanging. As soon as I got onto the back, the bow or whatever. What's the back of the boat? I don't know. But like,
Hey, and I, I don't want to rock the boat, but you were gone in 60 seconds. Hank, call back city.
Good morning.
Hopefully it was less than 60 seconds.
I hope it was less than I hope I was faster than that.
Yeah, no, it was crazy.
It basically, it was my parents were like, this is your babysitter now. So you're getting dropped off there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I wanted to play sports. My parents were so fucking cheap. They were like, nah. You're good.
Real quick, this reminds me of when we were talking about getting woken up the other day, and you guys were like, yeah, my parents would just come in and like sing me a song and shit. And then later I realized it's because you guys were all oldest. So it was like fun and novel to be like, I'm going to go wake up our little champion.
Wakey, true. Wakey, eggs and bacon.
And my parents were like, good morning. We got to get the fuck out of here. Your brothers are downstairs. They're fighting. Wake up. And I'd be like, yeah.
Your parents were like, get in here.
I could see that. Being the youngest, it's yeah, like, they it's, like the they novelty has wore off. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
With the hairbrush.
Fucking thanks.
They're
sucks.
Like, I can't believe we had you.
You guys never got the hairbrush?
What was the hairbrush?
I remember not. I'm like, I'm not getting out of bed. I'm so fucking tired. And my mom just came in, pulled the sheets off, and just started putting a hairbrush on my ass. And I was like,
beating you.
Wake up!
Yeah. Did your parents ever hit you with a fire poker? I remember.
Put this inner tube around your waist and jump in the damn pool. Yeah.
So everyone in the neighborhood knew I was their kid because they carved their name on my back.
Oh, shit.
It's funny because it's true.
Just vertical down my spine. Like, so it's artistic. It looks cool. You guys never got spanked. Nobody here ever got spanked, huh?
Oh, I got spanked, dude. I got hit with a belt one time, like up against the shed because I fucking threw rocks at my dog and my dad was pissed.
Yeah. What the fuck? I would have let the dog bite you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucked up. It's probably like an important, like if he would have let me throw rocks at the dog,
right.
Like who knows what my life path would have been.
You'd be a serial killer.
Yeah. What's crazy now is that you can't come without spanking a dog.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I know that about Kyle.
Yeah. With a rock in your mouth. You just chew on rocks and spank a dog and just start.
Well, that's why I got three of them.
Who let the dogs out?
When I lived with Carl. And he was blind during that time. And
the dark
would like kind of get confused and come out of his room, not really knowing where he was, just jerking off. Right. And then he had to kick our dog.
Right. I would blow.
And then you're able to come. You're really bad at throwing rocks because you couldn't see. So I would just like yelp as if I was a dog. You would throw a rock and I'd be
that
like,
was you?
Yeah. I'd go, oh my God.
Thank you. Thank you for all those years of helping me come abstractly.
I love helping you come.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
The ripping and the tearing.
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out and where they at, baby?
Oh boy.
No, I never, my parents never really spanked. I remember my mom would like wait until my dad would get home and then would be like, I was bad. I did something wrong. And she's like, you have to spank him to my dad. And then my dad would put on like a fake I'm mad voice. Cause my dad didn't give a shit. He didn't really care. Nice. He was like, oh God. Okay.
I care about disciplining you. He did care about you.
Yeah. He cared about me, but he like didn't,
I like this
he
one.
Didn't care about like, he didn't care that I was like, you know, I broke a window where I did something. He was like, okay, sure.
Broke a window.
What do you
That's
mean?
Huge.
I broke windows all the time. I was always breaking windows.
You held a cat underwater?
Like throwing rocks?
I was like always like kicking balls or throwing stuff. And
giving Alka-Seltzer to pigeons.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Hey, boys will be boys.
I remember he would be like, I would hear him come home because I'm like waiting for him, and then I would hear my mom say that to him, and he'd be like, and then he'd put on a fake voice. He'd be like, Adam, get down here. And I'm like, that's a fake voice, that's not real. And I go down and he would spank me, but he would pull the spanks. He would act like he's gonna hit me hard, and then right before he does, he would pull it.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like he's hitting me. So it's like we're doing theater for my mom.
Yeah, theater.
Like
sports.
My mom like wants my ass to get spanked, right. But she didn't want to do it. My dad didn't want to do it, and then he wasn't even there when I did the bad thing, whatever I did. And so he would pull him, and so like I would laugh and giggle.
So wait, but this is your mom watching in the corner, being like, "Yes, keep doing it, keep it harder."
Oh, that's weird.
Show me how powerful you are.
Keep going. He hasn't learned his lesson.
Adam, do you think that that's what got you into the theatrics? Do you think that that's...
Yeah, I said that's when I was like, I love the theater.
Yeah, you're like, we're tricking her, Dad. We're tricking
her. Now, when he was spanking you, did a finger ever accidentally go in and he throw you in a pool? Or?
Oh! Oof,
that's Bilzerian status.
Dad Bilzerian?
The only reason that didn't happen is we didn't have a pool. Yeah.
Do you guys want to make that sitcom with me? Dad Bilzerian? What's his name?
Oh, my God.
I would actually watch that. Dan Bilzerian is your dad, and you're like, Dad.
Oh, my God. Hey, moms. You have 17 moms.
Uh-huh. And they're all 19 years old.
Right. The moms said I'm grounded. Is that true?
What'd you do this time? I just stole a car. Get over here.
I said flotation devices, and she looked at me like I was teasing.
Get over here. You're in trouble.
What?
I did. My mom smacked me one time. Yeah. Your parents ever give you a smacking?
Oh, yeah.
Like in the mouth?
Like in the face?
Yeah. My mom smacked me right across the face.
I got slapped. Fuck yeah, I got slapped.
Whoa. How many times?
All the time.
Well, I mean, it would happen if I like said if
Pam still hits Kyle.
Yeah. No, she doesn't. Fuck it. No, it was like if I was like really disrespectful. If I back and forth,
like Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, I remember I was like 10 years old and I called her a bitch.
Ooh.
So okay, that's the white kid shit right there, dude.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say.
I don't even know if I knew like what that word meant. I just was like,
it's a female dog.
I think I was like probably like 7 or 8 or something. I was like, bitch.
Yeah.
She's like trying to get me to brush my teeth at night, like how you should.
Kyle, you did that too.
Yeah, and I knew what it meant, and I was pushing buttons. You know what I mean? And it really caused the craziest reaction.
I would never.
In a million years, would never do it.
In 8 quadrillion bazillion years, I would never, never, never call my mother a bitch.
Yeah,
ever.
Well, that's smart. That's smart. I was being dumb.
And by the way, mine is completely based in fear. I don't know about Blake.
No, I don't know. My mom actually just... I don't know what would draw that out of me. My mom's so nice.
All right.
I mean, yeah. My mom is very nice, too. I don't know. I think I was just a child, and I was, like, mad that I had to brush my teeth or do something.
At night?
I think I went more
toe-to-toe with my stepdad, if anything. But I'm not going to call him a bitch or a dick or anything either. I would have probably got smacked.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a good life lesson that I learned because it was immediate. She didn't wait even a second. Like, the itch just fell out of my mouth, and already she was slapping me.
Right, right, right. I think that's genetic. I think that women have that. And it's sexist.
She just pootie tanged your ass with the belt.
Oh, pootie.
Warate. She said warate at the end.
That is weird.
Warate. Say bitch again.
Say bitch again.
Say bitch again. I don't know. Maybe, Kyle, you were kind of a bigger kid. I was a meek little child. I was afraid of a lot of people. I feel like you had some size on your parents. You could square right.
I think I also had a lot more rules in my household than you did. Like, I feel like it was always trying to like ground me for this. And I was also smoking cigarettes by the time I was 11.
Mm-hmm. You were a bad boy.
Like trying to get out of certain things and like pushing boundaries and just fucking doing punk ass kid shit, dude. I deserved every single time I got wrong.
You would be like the kid on at the beginning of Maury who'd be like, I smoke cigarettes. I say, call my mom a bitch.
Yeah. I steal.
And I don't use condoms.
Right.
I beat off everywhere.
You are not the father.
And now we're going to bring out our next problem, child.
Those are the best.
I jerk off in all my socks. Even when my mom says, don't break windows, I call her a dumb bitch. Right. Okay, come on out, Kyle.
I do love like when they have like the... They got the problem child girls on, and they're just like, they're out like fucking. And the boys are just like, I would be out fucking. It's just not that easy. It's pretty cool.
I would love to. God, I would love to.
I would love to be fucking. I'm not. So instead, I just burn houses down. I'm a pyromaniac.
Yeah, I also don't give a fuck like Janine over there.
Like Bad Barbie. Yeah.
Yo.
Bad Barbie.
The best.
Dude, she straight up spun it into a career.
Gold.
So shout out Bad Barbie.
Is she Cash Me Outside? Is that Bad Barbie?
Yeah.
Yes.
And now she's Cash in the Bank. Do you feel me?
Yeah.
Oh, and was she... She was Dr. Phil, right? I was wondering how the other day, because she's like still in the news. She's accusing someone of like sexual assault or something like that. Okay. And I was like, how did this girl get famous? I couldn't remember, but she was like a bad kid on Dr. Phil. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. She was the Catch Me Outside, How About That Girl? And then she parlayed it into a hip hop career.
And she was okay. She was kind of nice.
Yeah. Gucci Flip Flops. That's a pretty good little tune, man. Yeah. Sick.
I wasn't mad.
Oh, it's got a beat to it for sure. But she's hanging around. Yeah. I thought she would have like 15 minutes. I mean, she's cooled off for sure, right?
I went to one of those stand-up shows where there's people in their cars and she had a tight 15. That was pretty good. I honked for sure.
Yeah. There you go.
And she, at the end of every joke, she's like, and I said, Cash me outside. That's my time. Thank you, guys. Follow me at badbarbie.com.
Okay.
Bad with an H.
Catch me outside. How about that?
You might catch me outside. If
here's your sign.
Bad Bobby, B-A-H.
If you're having a barbecue with Carolina sauce, you might cash me outside.
If you had sex before your 16th birthday, you might cash me outside. How about that?
Oh, dude, boy. That's a nice wish move. I knew more about her to keep this bit going, but I ran out after South Carolina barbecue sauce.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
But her name's Bad Barbie, so you could have. She could have had a whole line of Bad Barbecue sauce.
Maybe that's probably where it came from. Thank you.
Or maybe dolls. Genius. Maybe she comes out with like Bad Bobby. Barbies, yeah.
Bad Barbie dolls.
Mattel would fucking bury her so fast her head would spin. Yeah. And not like a doll.
That is true.
That's a moneymaker right there. Yeah.
Bad Barbies. Any take backs, apologies, epic slams? What do we got? Mm. What do we got today, guys? What epic slams do we
what
have?
What was I wanted to take back something. Oh, I wasn't sure it was the whole Bilzerian allegedly fingering and throwing into the pool. Right. I don't know if that's true. That's alleged.
You don't want Bilzerian to come after you.
Dad Bilzerian.
I'm worried. I know he's got a lot of guns and stuff.
How to shoot him, dude.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he always puts on his Instagram.
He's all oiled up all the time.
I will say that when someone was like, do you know who that is? And I was like, no. And I went on Instagram and I was like, oh my God, look at this fucking loser. He's got all these fucking guns. And then I'm on there for 20 minutes.
And then you're just on his Instagram for an hour.
Oh boy. I was on there way too long. Like, I mean, fuck, whatever. It's the same 20 girls in every photo. These are all. Wow. Who's this one?
Do I make you horny, baby?
Well, that looks like a good supplement.
You're like,
he's got his own weed company. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Wow. No, new friend.
Hey, he's got a nice gym. That looks like an Iron Paradise. Puts the Rock's Iron Paradise to shame.
Is that a hovercraft? Okay.
His swimwear is actually very affordable.
Hey, I like those little trunks for his little body. He does have the cutest little body. Can we talk about that? He's like a tight little, he looks like a little male pog.
Dude, he looks like the Rock and the Tooth Fairy. For real. Step your game up.
The guy's hot as shit.
I'm sorry.
What are we talking about?
Was that a diss?
The guy's big. He's a big guy.
No, he's not a big guy. He's like 5'5", right?
I'm lost right now. I'm honestly lost as to term like what the take is here. I'm lost. somebody help me out.
Dan Bilzerian is not over 5'7".
Know what I mean?
Oh, he's a small guy.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he wears like those stacked Wolverine boots.
Oh, he's 5'9". Okay.
Wow.
So he's down here with me.
I don't know. Is he?
You're not buying that? You think he's tinier than that?
Is he 5'9"?
There's no way to tell.
Back to back. Well, I'd love to.
I would like to welcome Kyle back.
Now we're talking.
To the States. Welcome back, Kyle. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, Kyle.
We had you up in Canada for a little too long. It's good to have you back here. You don't have to quarantine.
Thank you. It's awesome.
You don't have to be stuck in your hotel room all the time now. Welcome back. Take a walkabout.
Yeah,
I went on a walk this morning. The California sun feels so good, dude. Mm. So good. Soak I missed it. Mm-hmm. It's like the Northeast Coast. I don't know, man. I don't know how they do those winters. It's rough.
It's doo-doo!
We're happy to have you back, Kyle.
Thank you very
so
much.
So good to see you.
Thank you.
Good to see you. I guess I'll just compliment...
Tom Likas?
Us?
I just want to compliment Tom Likas. What a legacy.
compliment us on the 5th year anniversary of Game Over Man. That's not true, but if you haven't seen Game Over Man, tune in on Netflix. It's a really good flick, and hopefully one day.
Wait, what did you just say?
Okay. I don't know. I just
3 year anniversary.
3 year anniversary. Yeah. Game Over Man 2. Time. I don't know how to tell it either.
Any other spoilers about that movie we can give away? Because we didn't even get into the brothers thing.
I know. That was the thing. Like a lot of questions I got was like, yo, why is your name Baby Dunk?
Right.
And it was because I was the youngest brother of me and Durs.
And where does that name come from?
We're the Dunkelmans.
Well, yes, but Baby, right? Kyle's brother's name.
My little brother. Yeah,
is Baby Nooch.
Is Baby Nooch. Right.
Baby Nooch.
Yeah, so we use that as a storyline.
So that's what you're missing when you don't see the Snyder cut of Game Over Man.
So really, in order to understand Game Over Man, you have to know Kyle's younger brother.
Yeah, you need to know the backstory. Well, it was great backstory for the characters. Right. I mean, the movie... It was good at 2:15, you know? It was a good... I would release it. I would drop
it. Let's drop it. Let's see if Netflix will do it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Netflix, come on now.
Give us a director's cut.
Let's do the Newachek cut.
There we go.
Ooh.
Why wouldn't they?
Let's do it.
I love that.
It doesn't quite roll off the tongue. It doesn't roll off the tongue like a Snyder cut, but the...
Oh, yeah, Snyder cut just... Oh, my God. I was like, wow.
Wow. Well,
Snyder
cut. Oh, yeah. That's smooth.
Do you collect the checks? Do you collect checks all over again when you re-release the same movie with a new cut? Like, how do they pay out actors? Like, what is the logistics of that?
There's got to be some kind of arrangement.
I don't know. And that's what I want this podcast to be, the logistics of how the actors get paid.
Right, right. The ins and outs, right?
Yeah, especially after a whole hour of us talking about Kiefer.
Let's get our lawyer. Let's call Jeff in here and see if he can really break it down.
The who's who.
It's usually about dick size and the ins and out of Hollywood.
This podcast?
And that's another episode of...
This
is important.
Important.